The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
It's 9:06. About 6 minutes ago, something was supposed to happen, potentially happen, that hasn't happened since July. If I had time, but I don't because we're going to have the interview with Coach Mike McCarthy in a few minutes here, I could do a Radio Jeopardy on this. Someone, here, this is a clue. Someone is expected to do something right about now that they haven't done since July. That's clue number one. Let's see how long this takes, Jason. You got nothing. If I do it, I can only think of one other clue, and you're going to get it right away if I do it that way. I don't know any other way to say this without just giving it away. The clue's going to be so obvious. Somebody you haven't heard from since July will be speaking to the media. You don't have it yet? I thought that was just good. No, not Hillary Clinton. I thought that would give it away. I thought you would just have it right now. Ryan Braun. Oh, you have forgotten he existed. That's why that was, I see. That was difficult for you to answer that one because you're going, Ryan who? Ryan Braun is expected to talk to the media this morning, right about now. For the first time since accepting a season-ending 65-game suspension for his performance-enhancing drug link to the infamous Biogenesis Clinic, writes the Journal Sentinel. Braun, taking part in the Brewers Charities food drive in conjunction with a hunger task force of Hellfair Field adjacent to Miller Park. The Brewers' embattled left fielder is expected to take a break at some point and speak briefly with members of the media. I have a question. What the hell would he do that for? Here's my position on this. He's doing a charity event. I would keep him away from the media or keep him away from the event. Oh, his first take on ESPN debating Josh Sitton. We're going to play that audio later in the show. And the things he said about the Lions coach Jim Schwartz and about their defensive line. We'll get to all of that later in the show. I would not make Ryan Braun available to the media during this unless there's just absolutely no way to do it. I would have done one of two things here. Say, no, Ryan is doing a charity event, and he's not going to be available to the media, or you don't have him be part of this. My gut says he probably shouldn't have been part of this. Do you agree or disagree with that, Jason? You agree. It's a charity event. He is still too toxic. That's kind of the way I look at this. Which is a pretty good tease. Athletes and charities. And a grand jury investigation underway. We're going to get to that in this hour. First, of course, it's not Friday, but there is a football game tomorrow, so we talked with the coach. Well, it's a Thanksgiving matchup, so we're talking Wednesday today with the coach, Mike McCarthy. Coach, before the serious football stuff, a Thanksgiving question. So when the schedule comes out and you're playing Thanksgiving Day, what's the reaction with the family? It's, oh, that's great, or, oh, geez, you're working Thanksgiving again.
No, it's great because, you know, they know that I think family, players, everybody, they think it's great because you're playing in Detroit. You get to get home for Thanksgiving night, and you have that with your family. But you also have you have time off after the game, so it serves a lot like a mini bye week. So I think everybody enjoys playing this game.
In addition to the short Thanksgiving week, you played five quarters on a cold day, and I was there. It was cold. How much of all did that impact your preparation?
Oh, it definitely impacts because I mean, just like you said, it. The wind takes a lot out of you. The cold weather takes a little more out of you. And five quarters of football, offense was on the field for 98 plays. Defense was, 84. So 86, somewhere in there. But, you know, it definitely factored in the how we rep the team this week.
All the buzz yesterday, of course, was Aaron Rodgers' presence at the Don Hutson Center, but as part of his rehab, not to run the number one offense. You talked about this a bit to the media yesterday, but in terms of his rehab, and what was the goal of Aaron being out there, and how did it go?
Well, you know, Aaron, it was a big day for him. Anytime you have an injury, you know, there's full range of motion, strength, getting your strength level back to where it needs to be, and you know, and that was a big day for Aaron because he's getting close to where he feels he needs to be, you know, to play in games. So I know he felt very good about himself when he came off the field yesterday.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of reports where just his presence seemed like a boost to the team. You think that was true?
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, it's great to have him out there. I mean, he's in the middle of everything still. Yeah. I mean, he hasn't gone anywhere. I mean, he's running the opponent defense for the offense during the jog through drills, and you know, it's the most spirited defensive group we've ever had here. So, I mean, he's very, very much involved.
You have not named a starter for Thursday. Matt Flynn took the starter reps yesterday. Two words sprung to mind for me in his performance Sunday: comfortable and confident. Frankly, a lot more than I would have expected. Didn't seem like he'd been gone nearly 2 years.
Yeah, I mean, Matt will definitely take all the starter reps today, and you know, and my goal is to go coast to coast with him.
You did also mention yesterday, though, that you're seeing patterns, and you wanted both he and Scott Tolzien to be ready. What did you mean by patterns?
Well, I was just referring to the fact that, you know, we've had four quarterbacks line up in four games, so we just got to make sure that we're being conscientious of that, and maybe taking a look at how many reps we give to the backup quarterback.
In the first third or so of the season, your run defense was very, very strong. You look at the last 4 weeks and it struggled after not just Adrian Peterson but Toby Garrett at big days Sundays. Your defensive players all had different explanations for why that happened. When you look at this stretch, when the run defense obviously not playing as well as you would like, can you put your finger on what changed and what you can do to fix it?
What happens when you go through a phase of poor run defense is it's the continuity. I mean, everybody has the responsibility of gaining leverage. They have a run gap fit where they're supposed to be. And you know, and then with that, you have to tackle, and particularly against Minnesota, you know, when you establish leverage and you get your run fit and you're in your gap, that's where the run defense starts, because the type of runner Adrian is, because you know, he extends running plays to their limits. I mean, there's never a time clock with him. So, and then what happens is When guys get a little impatient, they start peeking out of their gap, or where they get on different levels, one guy gets more penetration than the other, and then they find creases, and guys, their anxiety, stress level goes up, and they're trying to make plays. So run defense creates, it's everybody thinks it's just the physical element. It's the discipline of it and the ability to finish with tenacity each and every play.
In October, when you faced the Lions, they didn't have Kelvin Johnson. He's still struggling a little bit with that injury, but what you've seen him do since he's come back, he's just one of those players you have to really game plan for, isn't he?
Oh, definitely. I mean, he's their feature premier player on their football team, and they do an excellent job of formationing opportunities for him. So it's definitely a focus for us.
It's a Thanksgiving Day matchup, but we'll be watching. As always, good luck, Coach.
Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, Coach.
The Jerry Bader Show.